This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Indian Cabinet today approved 7 major schemes to improve farmers' lives and increase the income at a total outlay of nearly 14,000 crore rupees. Addressing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said key projects include the Digital Agriculture Mission, Crop Science for Food and Nutritional Security, Strengthening Agriculture Education, Sustainable Livestock Health, Horticulture Development, Krishi Vigyan Kendras and Natural Resource Management. A 309-kilometer-long new rail line project has also been approved to provide the shortest connectivity between two major commercial hubs, Mumbai and Indore, at a total cost of 18,000 crore rupees. The project will be completed by the year 2028-29. The Cabinet has cleared a proposal to set up a semiconductor unit at Sanand in Gujarat. The decision has been taken with the objective to develop a vibrant semiconductor ecosystem. The proposed unit will be set up with an investment of 3,300 crore rupees. President Draupadi Murmu has said the contribution of the cooperative sector in India's development is incomparable. The President was speaking at the Golden Jubilee celebration of Sri Varana Women Cooperative Group at Varana Nagar in Kolhapur this afternoon. She said trade and entrepreneurship have played a crucial role in economic development, but the role of cooperative sector in the development of the country is incomparable. She said Lidjat Papar and Amul are the fine examples of the success of cooperative sector. President Murmu reached Kolhapur today on a 3-day visit to Maharashtra. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched party's membership drive in New Delhi. BJP National President Jagat Prakash Nadda, senior party leaders and Union Ministers Amit Shah and Rajnath Singh addressed the gathering on the occasion. The Supreme Court today granted bail to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's aide, Vibhav Kumar, in the Swati Maliwal assault case. A bench of Justice Surya Kant and Ujjal Bhuya noted that Vibhav Kumar has been in jail for around 100 days, and if released on bail, no prejudice will be caused to the investigation of the case, since the Delhi police had already filed his charge sheet before the trial court. Imposing a slew of conditions, the Apex Court ordered that Kumar will not be restored to his position of personal secretary to the Delhi CM or given any official assignment in the Chief Minister's office. Vivek Kumar shall not enter the Chief Minister's residence till all the private vulnerable witnesses are examined. In Jammu and Kashmir, 2 women pilgrims were killed and a minor girl was seriously injured after landslide en route to the Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine near Pangchi helipad this afternoon. The landslide and shooting stones have blocked the track of the shrine. The disaster management team has reached the spot to carry out the relief and rescue operation. In Telangana, at least 16 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents amid the current spell of heavy rainfall in the state. Talking to media in Hyderabad today, State Minister D. Sridhar Babu said, the government has stepped up relief measures following heavy rains in the state which led to inundation of low-lying areas in several districts. He said the situation is still grim in the worst-affected districts like Khammam, Mehboobabad and parts of Suryapet. Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy is visiting the rain-affected Khammam district. The Chief Minister also declared immediate assistance of 5 crore rupees to the worst-hit districts of Khammam, Bhadradri, Kothagudam, Mehboobabad and Suryapet. The state government will submit a comprehensive report on flood damage to the centre. In Andhra Pradesh, the state and central governments are making all efforts to restore normalcy in the flood-affected regions. The flood situation in NTR, Krishna and Guntur districts is being closely monitored by Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu. He visited several severely impacted regions to assess the extent of the flood. At the ongoing Paralympic Games in Paris, Day 5 turned out to be a memorable one for India, as shuttler Nitish Kumar clinched gold, while athletes Yogesh Kathunia won silver, taking the country's overall tally to 9 medals. Nitish bagged gold medal in the para badminton this evening, defeating Britain's Daniel Bethel 21-14, 18-21, 23-21 in the men's singles SLR 3 event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.